Thank you, Proctor. Thank you, Pramod. Now I get my turn. And I want to start with thanks. Special thanks to NSF's Education and Human Resources Directorate, the Division of Undergraduate Education, for providing the funding, for funding this workshop. They were not alone. Thanks as well to the Teagle Foundation for some timely additional support. And to the deans, Dean Deborah Fitzgerald of MIT's School of Humanities, Arts, and Social Sciences, and Dean Scott Thomas. Has Scott arrived? Not yet. Dean of the School of Educational Studies at Claremont Graduate University, for their contributions. I would also like to add my thanks to Union College. Their 2011 symposium on engineering and liberal education provided me with a first audience for the proposal, which is the focus of this workshop, to establish a Bachelor of Arts in Liberal Studies in Engineering as a way to broaden the path to a career in engineering. The eighth running of the symposium is scheduled for the 5th and 6th of June of this year. I'm sure Douglas Klein, who played a major role in initiating the symposium, would be more than happy to see you in Schenectady in June. Thank you, Douglas. Douglas, you are here, I believe. Yeah. Great. Recall our aim is to establish an undergraduate pre-professional Bachelor of Arts degree program and modules along the way, meant to attract students undecided about the choice of a major, but who have sufficient interest to enroll in a program that keeps open the possibility that they might indeed pursue a career in engineering. For these individuals, the program will offer a smoother pathway into the profession. For others, it will serve as a new liberal arts program centered on STEM. The program would take exemplary, substantive content, the hard stuff of the traditional undergraduate engineering program, the engineering sciences, the laboratories, the design projects, and subjects to study from the perspective of the humanities, arts, and social sciences. I think that's a bit new. Think of it, though, as a pre-professional program in line with the recommendations of Jim Duderstadt, Judd King, Domenico Grasso, and Joseph Hebler, and others. In an op-ed recently appearing in PRISM, a monthly publication of the ASEE, Judd King wrote, "Engineering students need much more extensive general education. Likewise, all educated people must have a better understanding of engineering approaches and problems." There's a statement of our dual purpose. Jim Duderstadt had this to say, "The comprehensive nature of American universities provides the opportunity for significantly broadening the educational experience of engineering students. All other learned professions have long ago moved in this direction, law, medicine, business, architecture, requiring a broad liberal arts baccalaureate education as a prerequisite for professional education at the graduate level." Jim wrote that back in 2007. I offer four reasons for establishing such a degree program. First, it would, as already claimed, provide a smoother pathway into engineering, potentially attracting students with the ability but not the inclination to pursue an engineering degree until they know more about what this would entail. Second, a program that broadens the scope of engineering studies to pay serious attention to the context of engineering practice, the social, the political context in the big world, as well as in the small world of the firm, will better prepare students for practice. So I see this as an ingredient, a necessary ingredient of education for practice. Technical proficiency will not suffice. Our traditional undergraduate engineering programs are deficient in this respect, and a course in ethics will not suffice. Third, the program we propose will better prepare students for lifelong learning. There's good data that shows that roughly 40% of engineering graduates move from engineering practice to other professions sometime after leaving university. As faculty of engineering, we should prepare our students for this possibility, this opportunity. Finally, fourth, picking up on Judd King's claim, liberal studies in engineering would provide the student in the liberal arts with a better understanding of engineering approaches and problems. Fixing the program's course structure must, at this initial stage, remain open to accommodate the interests and resources of the schools, programs that might take on the task of infusing liberal studies ideas into their courses or programs. What is attempted and hopefully accomplished, will vary depending upon the mission of a school's existing programs, upon faculty interests, student aspirations, and resources available. Planners will have to address the challenge of attracting students, recruiting and preparing faculty, establishing facility needs, lab, project space. Even the length of the program is left to be determined, to be fixed in accord with constraints and opportunities. So much is left open, and I think that's appropriate for this initial stage. Many blanks to fill in. But I envision two design requirements, and I'd like to almost insist upon these. Teaching is to be in accord with the design, the core idea, exemplary, substantive engineering content from the perspective of the humanities and social sciences. Whether module, courses, projects, the humanities and social sciences should hold a central stage. Second requirement, design requirement. Whatever sequence and focus of courses or variety of learning experiences are considered, wherever it is located within the institution, the program should provide students with a sense that they are part of a community, a program that they identify as their intellectual home throughout their years at school. And this runs, in a way, counter to trends today with the interest in online learning, distance learning, and also the proliferation of minors, joint degrees, of students being able to put together their own package of courses according to their own interests. But I think the sense of the notion of community, we lose that unless we do have a core of some kind. Now, what it takes to provide that sense of community, is it a core course each semester over a duration of 8 semesters? Or does it require more? I don't know. Again, many things to be determined. And there are different possible venues. Schools that now offer an unaccredited engineering degree program are an opportunity. And there, Brown University is pursuing that avenue. Liberal arts colleges that participate in so-called 3-2 or dual degrees programs in affiliation with an accredited university engineering degree program, I think is another possibility. And there we have Diane Michaelfelder from McAllister is thinking along these lines. Well-established community colleges that have a history of sending students on to obtain an engineering degree at university is another possibility. Again, at this initial stage, keep the doors wide open. Just 2 design requirements. And Karen Birch from Connecticut is a director of within the system of community colleges there. She's with us. Many questions, many challenges, many different visions. But judging from the response we've received to our proposal, there appears to be a real opportunity to actually do something significant in establishing such a program or programs. Thank you. I turn it over to David.